From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Recently, as a guest at a friend's house, in a fit of enthusiasm, I made a dramatic gesture that sent a full glass of red wine flying onto the white carpet. Solution? I'll tell you after this.
Come play in San Luis Obispo County. Midway between L.A. and San Francisco lies the central coast of San Luis Obispo County. Its wine country, breathtaking coastline, and Hearst Castle have enthralled countless visitors. It's where you'll experience California lifestyle pleasures like wine tasting, kayaking, cycling, hiking, or simply relaxing while you take in the sweeping views. Your playtime is precious. Plan it now at visitsanluisobispocounty.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
It's the most embarrassing thing you can do at a dinner party, particularly if you happen to be a guy who educates people about wine. But nonetheless, I did it. I dumped an entire glass of Cabernet Sauvignon onto a friend's pristine white carpet. The damage stretched about 4 feet. After recovering from my embarrassment a bit, I asked the host if they could bring me some white wine. I suppose the request was a bit cavalier, but there was a method to my madness. You see, one of the best ways to remove a red wine stain is to saturate it in white wine. No, I'm not pulling your cork. It really works. Just saturate, blot, then repeat the process until the stain disappears. Best of all, you will not only recover from your embarrassment, you'll look incredibly smart in the end. There's one thing you need to remember. Do not use a sweet wine. If you do, the sugar in the wine will stay in the carpet and attract dirt like a tractor beam. Cheap, dry white. Do that, and that red wine stain will be all right. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.